We talked to you about finance a lot, obviously, since you're the chairman of Senate Finance. I really want to start first this morning, if I could, with education, because that's something that people are touched by and are concerned about in lots of ways. And I know there's been discussion about removing the cap on the number of kiddos in school. Financing is something that the administrations are concerned about. Where are we right now, at least on the Senate side, as far as classroom size, and are we any farther down the road as far as solving the financing problem?
Well, that bill to change the 22-to-1 class ratio K through 4 is stuck in the Senate Education Committee, and I haven't had a chance to talk to the chairman about the likelihood of it passing, but it's stuck right now. One of the theories behind that bill, and it has some other cost savings, is that if we're going to cut funding to public education, which it looks like we're going to have to, we ought to at least give the administrators more flexibility how to manage their schools. And the bill that you're talking about relaxes a number of mandates on the schools so that they can hopefully better manage the tight budgets that they're going to have.
Are we going to have a shorter school year?
Well, I proposed that as one idea to save money, but that's like a lot of my ideas. It didn't go very far.
Well, I knew that it was out there at one point, and it was.
Well, I thought it was a great idea. The only trouble is nobody else did.
Yeah, well, there are probably a whole lot of elected officials who have the exact same situation. They got some ideas that don't work. Now, I see at least right now it appears that there's not going to be $25 million in funding for a Formula One Grand Prix racetrack, which I thought was one of the dumbest ideas that came out of Austin. But tell me what the end game is going to be there in your view.
Well,
now that you know how I really feel about it.
Well, you're not the only one. I mean, I catch as much hell about that as about anything. I mean, people think we're nuts. In the budgeting weeds and in the minutia that I deal with in budgeting, there's something called cost in the bill and no cost in the bill. And when we're trying to balance the bill, the comptroller has a certain amount of flexibility to count certain types of spending against our balanced budget requirement and not count others. And in this Formula One racing, which on its face looks pretty dumb, doesn't cost us anything in the budget. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, now,
I guess from a public policy standpoint, it seems pretty dumb, but from a political standpoint, if it makes the comptroller happy, we probably ought to think about doing it.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, try to explain to us in a short answer what that means, that it's not going to cost us anything in the budget, because, you know, if it's not going to cost anything, I'll take $25 million. I mean, so how is it that it doesn't cost anything?
Well, the way the comptroller reasons is that the money which was set aside for basically large sporting events, one of which is Formula One racing, will generate more tax revenue than it costs to basically invest in the project. The tax revenue, because people come to town, they eat at restaurants, they stay at hotels, and the comptroller says that the net effect as far as state expenditures is that we'll raise more taxes than we actually spend, therefore it doesn't cost the bill.
You know, if that's the case, my logic would be, you know, there are enough reasons for people to go to Austin. They don't need to have Formula One. Why don't you build this in Marfa? You know, there's no reason for people to go to Marfa, but if you put the track out there. But then that's just my logic. All right.
Well, the comptroller would say we wouldn't raise as many taxes in Marfa.
Yeah, that's right. I guess that's probably right. Okay, so now, and again, I'm trying to stay away from the budget because I know that you've talked about it a lot, but I guess where are we now? I know you want to try to get this thing out the Thursday before Easter, and I guess you're on track for that?
Well, all I did last week was work on the budget, and we finished last night about 9 o'clock. We finished one step in a fairly long process that's coming to a head here, and the step was is that the the Senate now has put together all the various pieces of the budget and has sent it to printing for basically printing and checking to make sure it's correct. And hopefully next Thursday we'll be ready to vote it out of committee and send it to the Senate floor. It is significantly different than the House version in that it spends a lot more money. And there's two issues, is basically who's right, the House or the Senate, and B, how's the Senate going to pay for it? The hard thing that I've got to do next week is sit down and show my committee and basically show the people of the state of Texas this is how we're going to balance a budget that spends substantially more money than the House version.
And Steve Ogden joined us this morning talking about what's going on over in Austin. So, again, y'all have tried two, three times, made a run at the taxing businesses. It's not working out. It's not getting you the money that you need. What's the solution this time?
Well, ultimately, the solution, and this you're probably not expecting this answer, is to can the entire business tax and broaden the sales tax. And we could do that if we began to apply sales tax to services, which we don't tax services in general in Texas. We could get rid of the entire business tax. That has a whole set of opponents to it as well, and so it would be a heavy lift, and it has to originate in the House. Absent the House beginning to look at sales tax as a vehicle to pay for a better vehicle to pay for state government than business tax, I think what we're going to do is propose a constitutional amendment to prohibit the type of business tax that we have now, which is a gross receipts tax, and permit a franchise tax on all businesses. And the franchise tax used to be a corporate income tax.
So, and it's going to need to be policed a little better, right, because there were lots of
loopholes.
Well,
it's policed a little bit better, and it's an interesting question. The legislature doesn't need to just unilaterally do this, and it can't. And so what I'm going to try and do is, absent any movement in the House on the sales tax issue, to put it on the ballot for the voters to decide whether they think this is a better way to tax businesses in Texas.
What do we got going on between now and next Friday?
A lot. I'll be back over there on Sunday and working on this big issue. How in the heck are we going to pass this thing? And then B, how in the heck are we going to pay for it? It is possible, but it's not easy.
And you got a new granddaughter.
I do have a new granddaughter. And the other thing I'd like to do, I was able to come home today, so I'm back in town, but and I'm happy I'm back in town, but sadly I'm going to go over to Franklin today and pay my respects to Staff Sergeant Scott Burgess, who was killed in Afghanistan, and I'm glad I'm able to go to the funeral, although I'm sorry under the circumstances. Yeah. And I'd like to publicly say again express my condolences to his family and thank them for his service.
Yep, absolutely, that's for sure. We'll talk to you next Friday, Steve. Thanks.
Okay,
see you.
Bye.
That's Steve Ogden.